to practice such exercises occasionally, but let it be at a time when you wish to do nothing. The worst feature, however, that these indulgences present is that they acquire a sort of self-made charm, occupying and holding the soul by a show of subtlety. Although such weighty matters claim our attention, and a whole life seems scarcely sufficient to learn the single principle of despising life. What? Did you not mean control instead of despise? No. Controlling is the second task, for no one has controlled his life aright unless he has first learned to despise it. Farewell. Letter 112. On Reforming Hardened Sinners. I am indeed anxious that your friend be molded and trained according to your desire. But he has been taken in a very hardened state, or rather, and this is a more difficult problem, in a very soft state, broken down by bad and inveterate habits. I should like to give you an illustration from my own handicraft. It is not every vine that admits the grafting process. If it be old and decayed, or if it be weak and slender, the vine either will not receive the cutting, or will not nourish it and make it a part of itself, nor will it accommodate itself to the qualities and nature of the grafted part. Hence, we usually cut off the vine above ground, so that if we do not get results at first, we may try a second venture, and on a second trial, graft it below the ground. Now, this person, concerning whom you have sent me your message in writing, has no strength, for he has pampered his vices. He has at one and the same time become flabby and hardened. He cannot receive reason, nor can he nourish it. But, you say, he desires reason of his own free will. Don't believe him. Of course, I do not mean that he is lying to you, for he really thinks that he desires it. Luxury has merely upset his stomach. He will soon become reconciled to it again. But he says that he is put out with his former way of living. Very likely. Who is not? Men love and hate their vices at the same time. It will be the proper season to pass judgment on him when he has given us a guarantee that he really hates luxury. As it is now, luxury and he are merely not on speaking terms. Farewell. Letter 113. On the Vitality of the Soul and Its Attributes. You wish me to write to you my opinion concerning this question, which has been mooted by our school, whether justice, courage, foresight, and the other virtues are living things. By such niceties as this, my beloved Lucilius, we have made people think that we sharpen our wits on useless objects, and waste our leisure time in discussions that will be unprofitable. I shall, however, do as you ask, and shall set forth the subject as viewed by our school. For myself, I confess to another belief. I hold that there are certain things which befit a wearer of white shoes and a Greek mantle. But what the beliefs are that have stirred the ancients, or those which the ancients have stirred up for discussion, I shall explain to you. The soul, men are agreed, is a living thing, because of itself it can make us living things, and because living things have derived their name therefrom. But virtue is nothing else than a soul in a certain condition. Therefore, it is a living thing. Again, virtue is active, and no action can take place without impulse. And if a thing has impulse, it must be a living thing, for none except a living thing possesses impulse. A reply to this is, if virtue is a living thing, then virtue itself possesses virtue. Of course it possesses its own self, just as the wise man does everything by reason of virtue, so virtue accomplishes everything by reason of itself. In that case, say they, all the arts also are living things, and all our thoughts, and all that the mind comprehends. It therefore follows that many thousands of living things dwell in man's tiny heart, and that each individual among us consists of, or at least contains, many living beings. Are you graveled for an answer to this remark? Each of these will be a living thing, but they will not be many separate living things. And why? I shall explain, if you will apply your subtlety and your concentration to my words.